Let your church say amen. Let their church say amen again. Praise God, giving honor to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to our leaders who are in their absence. Praise God to you, you and you. Praise God, hallelujah. For the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. Thank God for this opportunity we come together tonight just to share the word of God on this Wednesday night Bible class. And praise God, I pray in Jesus' name that the Lord would just use me just to speak what thus says the Lord, not what thus says Tim. Praise God. That way we all can be strengthened and praise God and walking in the by the Spirit and by the word of God in the truth and the light of his word. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we're so grateful and so thankful, the Father, for this night that we're able to gather together once again. We thank you again, Father God, for the opportunity to share the word. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that I decrease and that the greater on the inside increases, Father, that your people, Father God, will hear the word. And we thank you right now, Father, we can be doers of it, Father, walking in love, walking by faith. And we thank you right now, Father, your words are spoken in this atmosphere tonight. We thank you that things are changing, things are shifting, Father God, because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And Father, we are amongst lovers, lovers of God. Hallelujah, because you first loved us. And we thank you, Father, that we do this in the Son's name, the name of Jesus. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. We praise you and give you glory. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that was a great scripture you opened up with. Man, I'm telling you, it is good for us to come together. I'm telling you, praise God. Well, tonight, I don't plan to be before you long. But if you will, turn to your Bibles to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting with verse 15. I'm going to do a good bit of reading first. That's okay. Praise God. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You know, I find out sometimes, you know, it's good to read it and then it's good to just hear it, let it speak to you. Amen. Praise God. That way you get a double dose of it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If everyone say I got it, say I got it. Come on now, y'all talk to them. If you say I got it, all right, praise God, they got it on the screen here. Most of, like I said, what I'm going to be reading not be coming from the New Living Translation. It says, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and correctly explains the word of truth. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. One translation says like gangrene, as in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus. They have left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. And, you know, Pastor was talking Sunday, and, you know, one of the scriptures he said, that firm foundation, that cornerstone. He's talking about that cornerstone, which the builders have rejected. He's talking about Jesus. Now, he said, the Lord knows those who are his, and all belong to the Lord. All who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Glory to God. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. You know, in one scripture, it tells us what? To be ready when? In season and out of season. That's right. He said, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Again, I say, do not get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Lord knows we run across some of those, don't we? Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Praise God. Amen, amen. I wrote this down some time ago. I can't remember if I got it from somebody, but you know how you, when you go through and you read, you know, you make notes. So I found this written down in my notes, and this is what it said. He said, when you hold Satan in the arena of faith, it paralyzes him. Did y'all get that? When you hold Satan in the arena of faith, it paralyzes him. And you know, we know Bishop's been talking about, we fight what? The good fight of faith. See, that's one you don't lose. It's already, the battle's already been won for it. All we gotta do is walk through it. Just go through it. And we go through it being what? Victorious. Being victorious. But what we gotta do, we gotta get this word. We gotta take this word, this holy scripture that God has given unto us, the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We gotta take this scripture. We gotta read it. We gotta meditate on it. We gotta plant it deep down in our spirit. And then when we do that, we should see fruit bearing from that, good fruit. When I go out and I plant, when I plant a plum tree, I expect plums to come up on that tree. I don't expect thorns and thistles and oranges, but I expect what I planted. So when I follow the teaching of God's word, when I follow God's word, what it has told me, what it has promised me, and then I let those words flow from my spirit out of my mouth, then I expect to bear the fruits of righteousness in my life. And not only in my life, but those who are around me, in my family life, in my friend's life, on my job, wherever I go, I expect those things to bear good fruit. Walking out God's perfect plan, rightly dividing the word of truth, using it in its perspective place. You understand what I'm saying? I don't get in my, excuse me, I don't get in my, my zero turn. I got a zero turn. I don't get on my zero turn every morning, crank it up and let it warm up and then drive down Highway 15 to go to Ashley Furniture to go to work. That's not what it's for. I use it for what it's for. It's for cutting grass. So that's what I use it for. Amen. And that's the same thing with God's word. You have to get an understanding of this word, what it's telling you. Use it in its rightful place. And when you do that, that's when you will see the results. They will explode in your life.